not so quick. Try to make it quick. That I've been having over the last few weeks. And I think speaks to each and every one of us. The Torah in these parshiyos, in Parsha Shmos, throughout the parshiyos of the Geula, and then again at the beginning of this week's parsha, refers to a phrase that's very, very peculiar, very ambiguous, but is critical for the Geula process. The Torah in this week's Parsha, Parshas Beshalach, refers to this phrase already originating from Yosef HaTzadik. When Yosef was Mashpia Klal Yisrael to take his bones out, and Yosef HaTzadik says, Pokoy Yifkoyd Elohim Eschem, which we all touched, we all translated, the Rabbeinu Shalom will remember you. The Rabbeinu Shalom will make sure to notice your pain and affliction in Mitzrayim. Pokoy Yifkoyd Eschem. Immediately after the end of Parshas Vayechi, when Yosef says that language, Moshe Rabbeinu is facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Sneh, and Moshe Rabbeinu is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how am I going to be the Goyal? How am I going to be able to convince Klal Yisrael that this is the Zman HaGeula and I am the leader? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again says, you tell them the phrase, Pokoid Pakaditi. Zokt Rashi, when they hear that phrase, they will know that you are the Goyal Emes. You are the Redeemer. This is a phrase that's been passed down to them from generation to generation. Zokt Rashi not only was presented in the end of Vayechi by Yosef, but it was already presented by Yaakov Avinu. So it's been already by the Elta Zeda, by the Saba, by the grandfathers. They know this phrase. And when you say this phrase, they'll know it's the real deal. Chazal once again, Parshas. Bishalach, our Parsha refers to that same phrase. In the culmination of the Geula, as they're approaching Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we're approaching Kriyas Yams. But Rabbi said, the Shaila is, the Ramban asks already. What kind of joke is this? Why will Moshe Rabbeinu, who's presenting this phrase that everybody's grandfather told them, convince them that he's the leader? Everyone hears the kasha? Everybody knows this phrase. So what is it about this phrase that's now going to convince them that Moshe is their man? That Moshe must be the leader. So Ramban works on this. The Ramban says maybe not everyone knew, or maybe they knew Moshe Rabbeinu. He gives different pshat. Maybe they knew Moshe Rabbeinu was sent away, and he didn't have the grandparents to tell him this code, and if he still knew it, it must be that he's the Redeemer. It's a shtickel shvach, Rabbi say. If the code word's out, so then Memela, Mestam is going to get around. So what tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu is the real deal? What's Pshat and Rashi? So Kotzke Rebbe quotes a pasuk in the Navi Shoftim by Shimshon. when Shimshon was longing to be with his wife and his father-in-law wouldn't allow him to reconnect with his wife, he sent Vayipokeid Bigdei Izim. He sent shearings of wool to her. But the lashon of the pasuk there is pakad. That he didn't just shaleach, but he sent with that same shoyrish, with the pei kuf dalid, with pakad. Why does the Navi use that specific language? Why doesn't it just say that he sent it? So Kotzke Rebbe suggests that that's exactly the answer to Rashi. It's not so much the code and the information and the numbers to unlock and to reveal something that wasn't known, but rather sometimes the message resonates and it creates and it engenders a longing, a deep desire. And when Klal Yisrael will hear those words, there's going to be something that you're going to tap into now that's going to want them to be in a different level, to exist on a higher level of existence, to leave the Tumah of Mitzrayim, to leave this superficial reality. That's how they're going to know that you're the Goyel. Because you're going to say something that's going to now affect them, that they're going to have a strong desire to connect with the Eibishter. That's the same language that the Navi by Shimshon was saying. It wasn't just that he sent, but he sent and he engendered that longing, that desire. That's Biloshen Pakad. Dr. Kotzke Rebbe, that's the answer to the Ramban's kasha. It wasn't what he said, but it was the effect of what he said. And that we see from this shoyrish. When you say the words pakod pakadati, when you use that phrase that already from Yosef, already from Yaakov, that there was a haftocha, Klal Yisrael is going to realize something about their existence, that Mitzrayim is not their place. This lifestyle is not for them. Azoy zok the Kotzke Rebbe. Rabbi Yisai, I ask you here tonight, why is that? Because the Kotzke Rebbe doesn't explain. But what is it about this Shoyrish of Pakad? What is it about this word, pakad, that engenders this hargosha and this machshava to want to live on a new level of existence, to cleave to the Eibishter, to reach new heights, and to enable us to realize that it's time to leave Mitzrayim? And Rabbi Yisai, I think here, in this Yisoid, in my opinion, this is something that can speak to each and every one of us in our own personal Mitzrayims right now. Yisoid of Sharish HaAvodah says Mitzrayim comes from the Lashon of Meitzar. Everyone, in their own specific way, and we should talk about this, and myself included, gets stuck in certain Meitzarim, in certain barriers. We get stuck in certain ways of life, certain habits, certain enclosures. And each one of us in these parshias need to figure out to find our pakad, to find our pakod yifgoid eschem, to find that message that tells us, no, that's not what the Rabbeinu Shalom had in store for you. That's not where he sees you. That's not your level of existence. You're much greater than this. You're above this boundary. See, Rabbi Yisai, it's fascinating. The Gerer Hashiva of Shaul Alter said that this idea of the Kotzke Rebbe finds its roots, he thinks, in a lashon of the Gemara. Chevra learned Ksubis over here in Nitiv? Yeah? No? We did? Back in the day. So the Gemara in Psachim, the Gemara in Ksubis talks about two different types of liquids that could be inside another entity. The Gemara in Psachim is talking about inside a grape. The Gemara in Ksubis is talking about inside a woman. But that liquid is not necessarily fully absorbed in the entity. It's not mivla bala, it's not one with the entity. It's not fully absorbed, consumed by the item. But rather, does the Gemara know the other language? It's not mivla bala, but it's what? Anyone know? It's mifked pocket. What does that mean, it's mifked pocket? Means it's not totally subsumed. It's not totally absorbed. It's not one with the grape. It's not one inside the Isha's body. It's rather, it's mifkad pocket. It's mamish like its own. It's even though it's technically inside, it's as if it lives on its own. It's as if it's like outside. It's in a separate compartment, the Gemara is saying. It's mifkad pocket. And this has snafkaminas for Ilchos Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. Am I taka being mighty dam or not? Unbelievable nafkaminas for Tumah V'Tahara, the Gemara Pesachim says. What's the nature of this liquid? Is it absorbed or is it external? Even though it's technically inside the grape, you could still be mifkad pocket. Zoftigera Shiva, Rav Shaul Alter, unbelievable. He says that's the same lashon in the Gemara in Aramaic, mifkad pocket, as pokoid yivkoid. Means a person could physically be in Mitzrayim, and he could have a certain message that's sent to him. He could have a hargosha, he can hear that shmooze from Moshe Rabbeinu, and he could realize, wait a second, this place doesn't define me. This place is not who I am. Even though I'm physically here, even though I don't have my passport, we didn't pass customs, even though I'm sitting in this room, upper I can be on a higher level. I could go to another place. Mikoyach Lemachshava. I could be located here, but I could be Mifkad Pocket. I could have that strong desire to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that language that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Pokoit Pakadeti. And suddenly I'm in a different atmosphere. That's in Chutz Laaretz also, Rabbi said. That's in YU also. Why? What is it about this Shoyrish Pakad, Rabbi Yisai? What is it about this repeated phrase throughout the past 6-7 Parshias that's been all over this phrase? It was driving me nuts. What's going on here, Rabbi Yisai? The Koyach of the Geula is here. This is for all of us. I'd like to suggest, Rabbi Yisai, the following Yisai. It comes from the language of a pikodun, a security, a deposit. Moshe Rabbeinu revealed to Klal Yisrael something incredible. Chevra, Moshe Rabbeinu said, we are here like a shomer on a pikodun. Our guf is being shomer our neshama. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just sang it, HaNeshama Loch. And we have to make sure that our neshama fills its, Rabbi Yisai, what's the word? It's tafkid. Miloshon pakad. The Rabbi Nishalom is the mefaked. And he's being mafkid, like Perakah mafkid, that pikodin in our guf to serve this purpose. Once a person hears that, once a person recognizes that, internalizes that, connects to that, he becomes a different individual. His starim, his interactions with other members of Klal Yisrael, his Yiras Shamayim, he becomes a Bal Achrayis with responsibility, like a Shomer, like a Shoyel, who recognizes that no matter what happens, I'm on the hook. Even if it's an oinus, I'm on the hook. I have responsibilities here. I can't take this for granted. It's a pikadon. That's what it is. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, the Ketzos HaChoshen rarely quotes the Zohar HaKadosh. Yet in Siman Dalet he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh. I think it's maybe one of two places. Yeger Shlita once, Rashiva Shayashu once showed this to me. The Zohar HaKadosh quotes the Zohar, the Ketzos quotes the Zohar by this Shaila. He says, what's the din if a person has a loan that's outstanding, and he's the malva, and he happens to also be shomer the pikadon of that loiva, and the loiva is not paying him? Does he have the right to say, okay, you're not going to pay me, I'll just take from the pikadon? So Tzoyis quotes from many poskim, he says, yes, you have the right. You're allowed to do that. But then he quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh, but I wouldn't recommend doing so. Why not? It's totally mutter. What's the problem? Why would you not recommend doing so? Zok the Zohar HaKadosh, because what are you doing over here? You're turning to this guy and you're saying, you have debts to me. You have debts to me, so I'm taking your pikadon and I'm collecting your debt from the pikadon. Zok the Zohar HaKadosh, the Rebbeinu Shalom also has debts to you. He has certain outstanding debts that you haven't repaid. And the Rebbeinu Shalom gave you a pikadon. So if you're going to act like that to another fellow Yid, zok the ktsois. So the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to take back his pikadon. So it's probably not kedai for you to do that. It's the sight of the ktsois of the Zohar HaKadosh telling us. Our entire existence is a pikadon. It's here on loan. It's here as a security that we have to preserve like a diamond jewel, protect, and realize that we need to exist in this mifkud pocket existence. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you find yourself. You're not inside the grape. You're not going to become tummy like the other juices that are mivlabala. You're mifkid pocket. Moshe Rabbeinu showed Am Yisrael, you could be mifkid pocket. Pokoid pakadati. This is what your Elter Zayda says. This is why when I say this, you feel like, hey, I'm chilek elokami mayal. I don't live here in Mitzrayim. I long to be with the Eibishter. I have that drive. When I hear in a Shamalach that song, and the lights are closed, and the guys aren't hanging out making fun of the other guy next to me, and I don't have to be Mr. Cool or Mr. This, I feel the Rabbeinu Shalom. I want to connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom. You want to know why, Rabbi Yisai? I'll tell you why. Because you're all a pikadon. That's why we all feel it. That's why we raise up from this seat. And our neshama says, let's go back. Be'emes, it's a nace that the neshama doesn't leave our body, Reb Chaim V'loshner says. The Rabbeinu Shalom has to put his hand, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, has to put his hand to put it back into our guf. Because it really wants to be with the Rabbeinu Shalom, that pikadon. That's what you are, Klal Yisrael. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. On Har Sinai, say, they're going to come to this har, and they're going to realize that. Say those two words. That's the code word. But it's not because you're saying a chiddush. They've heard the phrase. They didn't know what it meant.
say it, and it'll resonate. It'll trigger something. Just like it triggers in each and every one of you at the right time. When you're not getting involved in the Meitzarim of your life. And they're not bringing you into those distractions, into those other directions. Wherever Rabbi Yisai, I want to be Moisef on the Rashi. It's not from Yaakov, and it's not from Yosef. I believe it's from the creation of Klal Yisrael. When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam started this process of Geula, which the 400 years, Rashi told us this past week's Parsha, is learned from where? Is learned from the Leida of Yitzchak. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Miyatzer Klal Yisrael with the Leida of Yitzchak, with the following word, Vahashem Pokad Esoro. Klal Yisrael is not just a boy. It's not just a, oh, what a cute kid. Klal Yisrael is a pikadon. Klal Yisrael has a tafkid. Klal Yisrael has a new response to reality. And that's Pshat Rabbi Yisai. We have to listen to it. We have to understand. That's who we are. We're all pikdonos. We have to start living our lives with achrayis. Like a shomer. You know, it's fascinating that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam asked us in this past week's parsha, in Parsha's Bo, that we should borrow kelim from the mitzvah. So the famous Gemara in Brachas, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't want to be called a liar, that he promised Avraham Avinu that they'd leave Berachos Gadol, so he asks Klal Yisrael to take the riches from the mitzvah. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, why did you ask us to borrow? Why didn't you command us to take? Vayikhu. Not by Yishalu, Ishmeis Re'eu. Why does it say She'ela? Perhaps the Rebbeinu Shalom was teaching us what it means to be the greatest Baal Achrayis, the Shoyel, the highest Shomer. To learn this message of Achrayis, to learn what it means to be a Shomer on a Pikodin, to learn what Pekida is, to learn what it means to be here, but to be up there. And to be Mifkad Pocket. And to be Baal Pikdoinis. That's the message, Rabbi Yisai. Starting and originating from Vashem Pokad Esora. From the origination of Klal Yisrael. Miloshon Pikido. All the way through Yetzias Mitzrayim. Through Parshas Beshalach. The Koyach of Kriyas Yamsuf. Again and again and again. Ultimately, Rabbi Yisai, where? Parshas Baal Loischach. Moshe Rabbeinu says, who's going to take over for me? What does Moshe Rabbeinu say when he asks for a leader to take over for me, to appoint before HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints Yoshua? And then any Balkar is here? Yifkoid Hashem Elokei Aruchos. I need someone who understands this message of Pekida, of a Pekodin, of Perek HaMafkid. Maybe that's why the boys need to learn Perek HaMafkid. When they start learning Gemara. Start learning what it means to be a Baal Achrayis, what it means to be a Yid, what it means to understand what a Pikadon is. Rabbi Yisai, this is the pshat of why you got turned on in Eretz Yisrael. This is the pshat. It wasn't some, oh wow, some Esh HaTorah code that makes so much sense with this and with that. Oh, it's got to be the God. God is truth. No. It wasn't a chiddush. And it wasn't Rabbina saying some great line or something like that, or some fancy Reb Chaim Lomdis. That wasn't what got you into it. It was you started realizing that your real existence is not Mitzrayim. It's not the Avdos that you've been enslaved in your whole high school lives. Enslaved towards this drive, this distraction, this temptation, this chevra, this clique, this girl, that girl. But I realized that I'm here, but I'm really Mifkad Pocket. I'm really Be'etzim just a Pikadim. And when I started hearing those messages that connect to the Pikadim story, I started flying high. And therefore, Rabbi Yisai, don't say that because I'm here, or because I'm in Washington Heights, or because I'm in America, or because, or because, or because, that I'm going to stop flying. Because you still have that same relationship with the Rabbi Neshama. And that same message is true. And you could fly even higher over here. Because you're all getting more mature, and you're all growing and getting closer to the time that I hate to scare you, but you're going to have Mirtz Hashem and Bizeicha, the future Pikdainus that the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to be mafkid into your Bayis Neman B'Yisrael with your Eishes Chayil. And you're going to have to protect those Pikdainus with the right decisions, with the right values, with the right protection, with the right safe, with the right jewelry box. Preserve, protect, safeguard. And this is where it all develops, what they say. And just because things might look complicated on the surface, doesn't mean I can't live with Pakod Pakadati. This message was sent to Klal Yisrael in the most complicated environment. In Mitzrayim itself, which we have an Isser to go back to. Okay? I never heard from any, even Haredi Pesach, that the Isser of going back to Mitzrayim applies to YU. So, Chevra. That's where the message was said. And they felt it. Okay? So we could feel it too. So let's all recognize how blessed we are to have this pikadon, to have this neshama, to have this untangible reaction to these messages. Live with the parshiyos, and Emir Tzashem Rabbeisai, she'ol bizeicha, to harbe bracha, to harbe atzlocha, to give nachas ruach to the Eibishter, to connect and solidify our bond with Him. And Bez Hashem, we should all see tremendous aliyah through our years in yeshiva. Shekayach.